All right, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Everyone hear me all right? Yeah, okay. Wonderful. It is a real privilege to be here with all of you and to kind of open up the afternoon a little bit with some words of Torah. I know you have a beautiful lunch ahead, a beautiful program ahead. So just, first of all, a welcome. A number of you, Baruch Hashem, are here every week. So to you, all of you, the regulars, it's wonderful to see you. I know Baruch Hashem, really, thanks to Leah, Mrs. Engelsberg, this is an ever-expanding program. And it's really beautiful. Every time there are new faces, every time I get to meet new people, it's personally very exciting. And as I always say, the reason, you know, we built this shul, Baruch Hashem, which was a true labor of love, was to be able to do things like this. To be able to really do things that reach across our community and Baruch Hashem become a home for those of you who are in walking distance, not in walking distance. Okay, Shabbos is one day, but there's always Sunday through Friday. So Baruch Hashem, it really is just such a privilege to welcome you to our shul. Just a short thought. The name of the month in which we currently find ourselves, and the answer is not September, is Elul. Elul. What's special about Elul? What would you say? What is unique about the month of Elul? Erev Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. Good. Son goes back to yeshiva. Always a parental favorite. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? School starts. Elul, September. There's just a wave of joy that sweeps over every single parent. Not necessarily the teachers, but definitely the parents. Good. Why else is Elul significant? Hashem is close to us. Hashem is close to us. One of the most beautiful ideas by the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, right, the founder of Chabad Chassidus. The Rebbe coined the phrase Hamelech Basadeh. Hamelech Basadeh means the king is in the field. And that's actually what I wanted to speak a little bit about today. The Baal HaTanya says something so beautiful. He contrasts, because a lot of times, like Elul and Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, kind of all meld together. But the truth is, there are very different forms of spiritual service over these days. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's clear that the primary avoda, right, the primary thing we're supposed to do over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is tshuva, right? Tshuva, really. Now again, daven, yes, daven, and eat, and spend time with friends and family, absolutely. But it's tshuva. And tshuva takes on many different forms. Elul is not really about tshuva. How do we know that Elul is not really about tshuva? How do you know that? It's the month before, right? That's number one. It's really the month before. And also, what's missing from Elul? If it was about tshuva? Al-Chit, excellent. Means aside for our Sephardic brethren who do start slichos even in the beginning of the month of Elul, we Ashkenazim, we don't. 5 days, depending on how the calendar falls out, we get a little bit of a running start. But really, if you think about it, Elul is not about I'm sorry. It's not about Al Chait. It's not about Slach Lanu. So what is it?
Praising
Hashem for His kingship. Although kingship, excellent. Praising God for His kingship, really, if you think about it, is the dominant theme of when? Rosh Hashanah. But again, but we get a head start on Elul also. And the Baal HaTanya says something beautiful. The Baal HaTanya gives a mashal. He gives a parable. He says what Elul is like this. He gives a mashal like every good Hasidic parable always involves a king or a pauper. Right, or a rich man, or a landowner, right, or something, right, an innkeeper. This one has a king. And the king, of course, again, where does the king live? Palace, right? And ultimately, how does one access the king? The simple answer is, you don't, right? In a human king, you don't access the king. You don't. In other words, if you're someone who has that, they call protexia, you know, you pull a couple of strings, okay, maybe you can get an audience here or there. But the common individual, the common man, the common woman, does not have access to the king. That's how monarchies work. By the way, it's not so far off whether you like the president, you don't like the president. If you decide you want to give the president a piece of your mind, what can you do? Right. You can vote. You can vote. You could do that, right? I'm sure there's a President Trump, you know, at whitehouse.gov. You know, you could probably, I'm sure, email the President of the United States. But what are the chances of you getting in to see the President today, tomorrow, next year? Right? Unless you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, chances are you're not getting in. That's just the way that it works. People of high power, people of great stature, are generally not accessible. So therefore, the Balatanya says, the king, throughout most of the year, if you wanted to see the king, no, you could speak to one of his advisors, you could speak to an underling, you could go out and leave a message, but you're not speaking to the king. But then once a year, or 1 month a year, the king decided, you know what? If I'm going to be a good king, what do you need to do, Chavrut? What do you need to do to be a good king? In general, what do you need to do in order to be a good leader? What do you have to do? Speak to your people. You have to speak to your people. You can't be detached from your flock. You can't be detached from your constituents. You have to know people, which is why, interestingly enough, all of our great leaders, at least all of our great biblical leaders, all started with the same profession. Anyone know what profession that was? Shepherding. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, not Aaron, David, not Shlomo, because Shlomo is already royalty. All of our greatest leaders always started in the same way, shepherding. Because in order to be a successful shepherd, what do you have to do? I have no idea what you need to do in order to be a successful shepherd, right? But I would imagine that if you wanted to be a successful shepherd, one thing you have to do is, you can't just give your attention to the popular sheep, or to the sheep with money and influence, right? Or to the sheep who don't complain, or to the sheep who you like a little bit more. If you want to be a successful shepherd, you need to give your attention to all of the sheep. A leader has to know how to live within the flock. A leader has to know how to get along with the flock. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, David, all shepherds. Not by accident, because that was the training ground to great leadership. So the Baal HaTanya says, the king in our mashal, he decides, you know what? 11 out of 12 months of the year, I'm in the palace. And in the palace, it's important. The king's got to sit in the throne. The king is chashev. The king has a position and prominence to protect. But the king decides, once a year, 1 month a year, I'm going out to see my constituents. 1 month a year, I'm going out to see the people. It's important. I'm not inviting them to the palace, and I'm going to have dinner in this one's house. And you know what? He's not going to serve me a whole royal spread. He's going to serve me whatever he eats, Shabbos leftovers, you know, on Tuesday. You know, whatever it might be. And for an entire month, I'm going to tour my kingdom. I'm going to see my followers, my constituents, in their element. And I'm going to connect with them that way. And what my constituents will know is that I am accessible to them. That although I am the king, and although I sit in a palace, and although I occupy a throne, and although again on a daily basis, I'm not mingling with the hoi polloi, with the common people, but they should know my heart is with them. My love is with them. The Baal HaTanya says, this is Elul. This is Elul. And he captures the entire essence of Elul with two words. Hamelech Basada. The king is in the field. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, we go to God. Remember, the Gemara explains that on Rosh Hashanah, what happens? We actually say it in our liturgy, we say it in our davening. Kol ba'e olam ovrim lefanav kibnei maro. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? Each of us come before God, kibnei maro. It's a dispute in the Gemara, what exactly that means. But on the Mosaic, it means like sheep coming out of the pen, one at a time. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The truth is, most of the year, we go to God. There is one month out of the year where God comes to us, where the king leaves the palace and he comes into the field. The king leaves the palace and he comes to be with us. What month is that? That's the month of Elul. And that's why, if you notice again, like I said, aside from our Sephardic brethren, we're not saying Slichos this month. The Sfaradim have to say a lot more slichos because they ate kidneys on Pesach. So you know, they have a lot more tshuva they have to do. Right? So again, we're there's no slichos. And even there by the side, it's a minog. It's a custom. It's a custom to say slichos. That's not the dynamic of this month. It's not it. This month is a month of joy. This month is a month of celebration. Because it's during this month that we have unparalleled access to the King. The rest of the year, you want to go to the King, you want to go to Hashem. There's a process. There's a procedure. And again, it takes time to kind of get your access into the throne room of God. Elul, you don't have to get access to the throne because the throne comes to you. You don't have to find your way into the King because the King comes to you. HaMelech Basada. The King is in the field. The King is in our homes. The King is in our hearts. And that, dear friends, is the real beauty of Elul. And that's why during this month, there's such a beautiful opportunity for us to do new things, take on different things. This is such a beautiful month of just opportunity for growth. Not growth out of fear. Not because Judgment Day is coming. We know Judgment Day is. We'll deal with that when it comes. Not even about judgment. There's nothing to do. You know. You ever have like a situation where, or an opportunity to spend time with someone who you love? However that person may be, spouse, a friend, a child, a grandchild, a parent. You know, like in that moment, and sometimes you're looking at the clock because maybe you have stuff you have to do afterwards. And then if you have enough mindfulness, what you do is you say, stop. I just want to live in this moment right now. I know this is so nice. I'm just spending time with someone who I care about and someone who I love. That's all. What do I have to do the rest of the day? I'm not thinking about it. What's going to be tomorrow? Not thinking about it. The stresses of yesterday? Not thinking about it. All I'm doing now is being present in the moment of being with someone who I love. Elul is the opportunity to be with the one who loves you the most in this world. Because there is no one who will ever love you like HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. You know, dear friends, it's important to know, we like to think that there's such a thing as unconditional love. Give me an example of unconditional love. Unconditional love, give me an example. Right? A mother and a baby. Good? What else?
A spouse.
I'm sorry?
Carpool.
Carpool is a display of unconditional love, right? If you think about it, by the way, there's really no such thing as unconditional love. Even the love that a parent has for a child. I'm sorry? A pet owner. If the pet bites you, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the love is unconditional. Right? Think about it. Even a parent for a child. Right? All of us who are blessed with children love our children very much. But it is possible for a child to do something that would cause a parent, that would rupture the relationship. My child is always going to be my child. And I'm always going to have a sense of connection. But love sometimes becomes complicated. There is only one source of unconditional love in this universe. And that is the love that Hashem has for us. It does not matter how badly I mess up, He still loves me. It does not matter how many mistakes I make, He still loves me. There may be repercussions for my negative behaviors because love doesn't mean that there aren't repercussions. But the love is unconditional. And Elul is the month where we have the opportunity to feel that love in the most acute way. All we need to do is open ourselves up to it. All we need to do is, after your beautiful lunch and entertainment today, to say, you know what, Hashem, I'm ready for a visit by the King. I'm ready for a visit by the King. I'm ready to have the King in my home. I'm ready to have the King in my life. I'm ready to have the King in my soul. And this month of Elul, all you have to do is want it, ask for it, and open yourself up to it, and it's yours. The rest of the year, you got to work really hard to get that. This month of Elul, it's ours for the taking. So we should be privileged, Emir Tzashem, to take advantage of this month when the King is in the field. Take advantage of the unparalleled access that we have to Hashem during this month. To build a relationship. Not tshuva. Tshuva will come later. But to just build relationship. And the merit of Hashem and the merit of that relationship We should all be privileged to be inscribed in the book of life. We should all, Emirat Hashem, be gebenched for a ksiva v'chasima tova. And the coming year, Emirat Hashem, should bring bracha and simcha and mazel to all of you and all of your families. Should bring it to all of Klal Yisrael. Should be a year in which all of our hostages come home. Should be a year, Emirat Hashem, in which our holy soldiers are privileged to come back to their families whole, in one piece, with safety and security. Menuchas HaNefesh should be a year of besoros, tovos, of good tidings for Klal Yisrael, of peace in Eretz Yisrael. And most of all, it should be a year, Emirat Hashem, in which we are privileged to continue to host this luncheon, but not here, not here, not here, Emirat Hashem, in a rebuilt Yerushalayim, because the shul is going to be lifted up. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Mashiach is going to come, he lifts up all the shuls in Chutz La'aretz. So you're going to come to the same social hall. You're going to come to the same social hall. But it's not going to be on 7 Mile Lane. It's going to be, I don't know, somewhere on the rolling hills of Yerushalayim, Emirat HaShem. It's going to happen. This is the year. And Halavai will be zochet to see it together. Thank you all for coming today. Enjoy your lunch. A thank you to Leah and Mrs. Engelsberg for working so hard to always coordinate, and enjoy your time here. Yes, tell me your name.
Kimberly, but I give you my name. Can you just...
Yes. If anyone, if there is a cell phone on your table that looks like an extra cell phone, Simba is looking... Oh. Perfect.
Thank you.
Public service announcement. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Nice to see you. Have a good day, everyone. Enjoy. Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.